So friends, this is the last chapter of your syllabus book, Venture Capital and Crowdfunding. In this chapter, I am going to conclude all the 12 chapters what we have discussed so far and comparatively come to the conclusion that how better you will understand this venture capital and the crowdfunding, which is a new phenomenon, new business activity, new economical activity, which is also available in the country, its regulatory perspective and all other things. So, overview of all the chapters I am going to take in this chapter and thereafter concluding the entire book's review. So, let us start with understanding the future of the venture capital, crowdfunding, and how it is linked to the e-commerce business. E-commerce is a separate, altogether separate business opportunity, but it has got also a relevance from the crowdfunding as well as from the venture capital also. During the process flow of our discussion, the reference will be made for this e-commerce also. So let us not be surprised at how this e-commerce come into the existence when we have not discussed about it. So the structure of our discussion for this topic will be taking overview of all chapters, performance of the venture capital in India, performance of the crowdfunding in India, future of crowdfunding in India, and then what's in store for the crowdfunding in India, as well as venture capital funds that fuel the India's e-commerce business, how it is possible, and finally the conclusion that we will arrive at. The best thing about the crowdfunding is that it can also generate an interest and the helps to marketing the product alongside the financing. So marketing and financing, both activities are covered under the crowdfunding. It is also a boon if you are not sure if there will be any demand for the product you are working on. This process can cut out the professional investors and brokers by putting funding in the hands of the common people. It also might attract the venture capital investment down the line if the company has particularly successful campaigns. However, there is a means of the connectivity in the venture capital, crowdfunding, and the popular process of e-commerce, and let us look into this for more details. While taking the overview of the crowdfunding as well as venture capital, the crowdfunding has become a serious source of the capital to kickstart a new ventures, and it is by far from the most of the disruptive innovations of the 21st century. As an industry, crowdfunding has developed steadily into the primary tool for the entrepreneurs and creative peoples to assess the potential of their ideas, to engage with the specific people who would be interested in their ideas and attract the funding, which a pivotal for the success of any product. Now, when you have created your company, how do you go about the funding it? If you have not the resources to self-funding and the small business loan is not a good option, you might considering raising the capital from the angel investor group also, venture capital or crowdfunding also. You need to decide which one of these there will be a best choice for you and your company. This is what is the situation is India in today. In addition, venture capital and crowdfunding both together and individually help globally to develop the retail e-commerce business. This is very important. These are the supporting for the e-commerce business development. India is not exception to it, and there are about 7 venture capital funds that have been quietly shaping the India's booming e-commerce business also. With this background of comparison of venture capital, crowdfunding and e-commerce, let us understand and conclude what could be the performance of the venture capital in India. Venture capital funds which invested a record sum of in India in last year are doubling their efforts for potential winners and backing very young companies, new companies with a small amount of money as they seek to differentiate themselves from more deep-pocketed investors. One of the Bangalore-based funds which sold its stake in fashion portal Myantra earlier in 2014 has closed nearly more than dozen deals in that year, in the year. See the plight. The fund has also made a repeat investment in the portfolio companies such as niche online retailers like Lenskart, First Cry and eShakti. This indicates that the possible wave of consolidation as the leaders acquire a smaller competitors and the mergers ensures that lower rungs of the sectors such as the e-commerce and the consumer and on the consumer and internet. Even in the year 2014, the venture funds were a part of 246 deals as compared to 227 deals in 2013. This also indicates that there is an increase in the size of investment rather than an increase in the new investment as opined by the investor who choose to back what they believe will be surefire success. Venture capital funds are being forced to adopt a competition from the private equity investors and hedge funds which are stepping into what is used to be traditionally be their turf. But in this case, if you look at the example of taxi booking app, Ola has owned the funding from the Hong Kong hedge funds, Steve Diffuse Capital and real estate portal Housing from Falcon Edge. These are the two examples if I quote, then the amount invested have been definitely increased. The investors show a lot of more confidence in deploying the larger sum in latter stage of the investment than before. For example, Kalahari Capital, which is an early investor in a Snapdeal and has also backed the furniture portal Urban Ladder. This trend was more marked in the sectors such as consumer interest, e-commerce and mobility, where funding is being used to back the aggressive growth. Several large ventures capital firms also made beeline for the seed and angel funding deals. Funds like Sequoia Capital, Matrix Partners, SIPE Partners, Nexus Ventures, Partners and RSL Partners have increased their outlay for every early stage of investment. This is what the progress which is made by the venture capital funds. In this you will observe that initially there was no funding made by these companies. But at latter stage, when the market develops and they have got a more and more profit, at that time the consolidation came. At that point of time they started investing in another sectors and that sector is also flourished. So the progress of the venture capitals in India is really appreciable, and also India is looking forward for develop of this new concept. Now let us look at the performance of the crowdfunding in India. As compared to the venture capital, there is a less development which has happened, but what has happened is also cannot be ignored, because that is also a development. In the aftermath of 2008, the financial crisis, whatever happened, when there was collapse of the banking systems and the small business found it increasingly difficult to raise the funds from the banking system. As a response, the crowdfunding has emerged as a viable option for the sourcing of the capital to support the innovative and entrepreneurial ideas, and also the, for the ventures. With the swift growth of the crowdfunding industry, the risk associated with it have also come into the sharp focus. According to a World Bank Commission report in 2013, Kickstarter, the market leader in the pledge of donation-based crowdfunding, has channeled over $815 million from 4.9 million backers to nearly 50,000 projects throughout the world between 2009 and 2013. Is not that a good achievement? Yes, of course. By March 2014, Kickstarter has surpassed $1 billion also. This is the strength of the crowdfunding. Then why not there should be a revisit by the regulators for framing the rule, appointing a separate regulator for the crowdfunding activities. In India, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, released a consultation paper somewhere in 2014, which inter alia proposes a framework for ushering in the crowdfunding by providing the startups and the small and medium enterprises, that's the SMEs, access to the capital markets and to provide an additional channel of an early stage funding. This is very important step by the regulators and brief of what has been proposed by the SEBI in consultation paper can be summarized as mentioned here. This summary consists of only particular points which are debatable, and the regulators has to take a decisions on that, because these are the consultative paper, this is a discussion paper which is published by the SEBI itself. Now, as far as the issues are concerned, the several issues arises concerning the crowdfunding India, and the first, which is the requirement of the regulating the crowdfunding, particularly when the pre-existing security laws in place and it is interpreted to include the crowdfunding activities. The nature of the crowdfunding is inherently different from the venture capital and the public funding. That is why there is a requirement of the separate regulator. This setup was the foundation for which the separate exemptions may be carved out of the existing securities law. There are several primary risks arising out of the equity crowdfunding, which are expected to be addressed by the securities regulator seeking to regulate this mechanism also. SEBI consultation paper does not consider two key aspects of the crowdfunding. Number one is that peer-to-peer lending, when the proceeds of the crowdfunding are issued to an individual and not a company. And second one is that of cross-border or crowd-funded companies. Given that the crowdfunding is typically facilitated by the web-based portals and the promoted through the social media and other internet-enabled network, it is likely that the crowdfunding activities will transcend national boundaries also. Perhaps suitable checks and balances could be designed into Indian crowdfunding regulation, and this is very much important And this development is also very much important for as far as India crowdfunding is concerned. What could be the future if these kind of things are in place for the crowdfunding in India? Crowdfunding takes your ideas to the masses and gives your business ventures a fighting chance to see the light of the day. The process indicates that the basics, how the crowdfunding works, that you place your business idea upon a platform such as a Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Rockthum, Onvest, and you being gather a small amount of money from many people. It is usually internet based, and you can even add a video into it. The more appealing and the interesting you make your project, the better you will do. You need to design some type of awards for such a level of participation and investments also. One of the biggest mistakes that is made by those trying to crowdfunding for the first time failure to understand that it takes more efforts than simply building a nice portfolio or publishing it. What happens in this, the idea is not going to get out of there on its own. You need to start the campaign for it. The 21st century allows for all types of the methods to connect or contract the public via social media, platform and emails. You will get the venture capital if you can, number one, give enough purpose to your campaign, then provide adequate reward incentive for that, create a great looking presentation for it. Then most attractive part of using the crowdfunding is that you have a firm belief in your ideas and there is a chance to advance to the level of business ownership. You are not tied up with a waiting for decision by big banks and the corporate suits that you do not see the full financial potential of your venture. And crowdfunding is the great source of the venture capital, and it has also allowed the startup business to grow into times of recessions also. In the year 2014 has been the year for discovery for the crowdfunding in India. Startups, investors, regulators, the media, the fraternity and ecosystem developers. PE deal volumes that are expected to pick up in the second half of the year, with the 2020 expected to be the year of the highest volume of personal equity investment, and many startups players seems to adapt that the crowdfunding tend to never before, but just like our unique history of the storytelling crowdfunding in India is not a new phenomenon. For hundreds of years of the region has seen the crowds contributing to the religious charities, building monuments, and even for the personal events like weddings also. In addition to these traditions, for the decades since our independence has also seen the business empires creative the projects and the leverages the power of crowd through the communities also. Those like Reliance Industries have been built on the contributions of the thousands of the small-time investors, and so have movies like Shyam Bengal's Manthan been realized with the small contributions from many people. These are the good examples to understand what is the power of the crowdfunding. Venture capital funds that fuels the India's e-commerce business. There are more than 100 venture capitals operating in India, but 7 are the most active venture capital funds who are writing the story of India in e-commerce world. According to the Venture Intelligence, a research services that compiles the private investment data, and these 7 venture capitals accounts for 222 of the 414 investment of 54% of that have been materialized in the e-commerce space since 2007. The seven are the investors in the majority of India's top 15 e-commerce properties individually or with other venture capitals. Axel Partners is the leader with 54 investments, and it is followed by Helion Ventures and Nexus Ventures and Tiger Global respectively. IDG Ventures India, which has done the 6th highest number of deals in e-commerce status, that their best overall digital consumer segment, which includes the online ticketing, e-commerce, mobile, online advertising since 2007. IDG has invested about $100 million in deals focused on the digital consumer segments. These venture capitals are engaging with the portfolio companies in multiple ways. They have provided access to the capital and have been patient as their entrepreneurs evolved, in some cases changed their business models and supported the consolidation. This is how the venture capital fuels the India's e-commerce business also. In addition to that, as the industry is expanded, so that the pool of investors and some of the large e-commerce players such as Flipkart and Snapdeal in the past were at the venture capital stage and are now attracting the private equity, strategic and hedge funds investors also. What the good plight that this Snapdeal and the Flipkart they have taken, and in its latest investment round, the instances of the Snapdeal's investors were BlackRock, Tamsic, Myriad Asset Management, then Tyborn Capital Management and the Premji Invest. These are some of the areas where they are investing further. In the late stage, some investors that are becoming active, including the Premji Invest, Naspiers and Tamsic. For the investors have only shown a greatest appetite for the Indian e-commerce actions that Indian shoppers will ultimately determine in the years whether the venture capitals, especially these set of seven venture capitals, end up cashing with cutting their edges and cutting their losses too. While concluding this topic as well as the entire subject, I can say that the crowdfunding contribution may not just compromise the family and the friends, it could extend to the non-resident Indians also, and even founders of Indian startups who may want to give back the community by supporting the fresh startup ideas also. Project due diligence will be more elaborate and involving not just crowdfunding platforms but also other reputed agencies also. Together, these players can help to build more trust credibility among the potential investors. End consumers will have even better and more convenient way or experience with the crowdfunding projects, be it at the availability of an increased set of contribution option, adapting more tried and the tested ways to deliver the rewards. Social projects leaders collaborating with high-tech developers to create high-impact solutions could soon become the trend. And there are large sectors where rip-off venture capital investors like IT, pharma companies or manufacturers, telecom, retail franchises, food processing and many more will be in the beelining. The nation waits for burgeoning the venture capital and the crowdfunding business in India despite some shortcomings in the Indian infrastructure, looking ahead for the bright future for Indian ISC. With this, I am concluding this chapter of comparison of venture capital, crowdfunding, and how it has supported to the e-commerce business in India. While concluding this, I am concluding my lectures, video lectures on the subject venture capital and crowdfunding. Hope you will like it. Right from writing the academic book on this subject till I deliver this as a video presentation to you, I hope there will be no difficulty you will be experiencing in understanding the subject. And with this, I am wishing you all the best, but at the same time, I will not forget or say thanks to the Wellinker Institute of Management and Research, who has given me this great opportunity to reach up to you by way of this academic book and giving this presentation. And at last, I am saying all the best to you. Thank you very much.